Hello, welcome once again to Everyday English. We discussed a useful expression in English, namely, had better do something. As we explained, it's one of the ways of expressing advisability of a course of action in present and future time. For example,
I had better post these letters immediately.
I had better go to the bank tomorrow.
He's not well. He had better see the doctor.
Had better, as we noted, means find it advisable to do something. And the negative is had better not. For example,
I had better not go out now. Some friends of mine are coming to see me.
In this program, I'd like to introduce you to the past form of had better. The past form is
had better have.
Had better have. For example,
I had better have done my work before I went out.
I had better have done my work before I went out. There is one very important comment we should add at this point. The expression had better have done something means it was advisable to do something in the past. But the thing was not accomplished, that is, it was not done at all. Observe the following.
I had better have posted those letters immediately, but I didn't do so.
Now, here's another sentence.
George had better have bought a less expensive shirt.
Meaning?
In his own interest, George should have bought a less expensive shirt, but he didn't. It was advisable for him to have bought a less expensive shirt, but he didn't do that.
The expression had better then means advisability to do something in present or future time. But it has a past form. Had better have done. Had better have gone. Had better have seen, and so on. When such expressions are used, not only do they refer to past time, but also the advisable course of action did not take place. Now, here are a few more examples.
I had better have stayed at home last night. I now find I can't finish my homework.
It was advisable for Ajot to stay at home last night, but she didn't. I had better have stayed at home last night.
He had better have paid his electricity bills. He has been disconnected.
He should have, but he didn't. He had better have paid his electricity bills, but he didn't. Now, a short conversation between Ajo and Kofi. Would you please listen carefully?
Did you go to the exhibition yesterday?
Yes, I did. But I had better have stayed at home.
Why? Didn't you like it?
Not that. There were some wonderful exhibits. I mean, I had better have finished all my work before today. I still have a lot of homework to do.
So, how do you describe the exhibition?
Marvelous. There were quite a few varieties of painting. All the schools of painters in this country were represented.
Do you talk of schools of painters in this country?
Perhaps it is too early yet to refer to schools of artists. I had better not put our artists in pigeonholes. But there were traditional and modern paintings. And of course, the so-called avant-garde were also represented.
I had better have gone to the exhibition.
You had better have, but you claimed you were busy.
Did you buy any pieces?
That's the pity of it. I had better have borrowed money from you or gone to the bank.
And what prevented you?
You know, I had to rush through a lot of things. I was nearly late. I nearly didn't have supper.
I think you had better learn to plan your life better, Kofi.
A lot went wrong. I had better have fueled the car on Monday. I discovered, coming back home yesterday, that I didn't have enough petrol.
And so?
And so I stopped on the way and had to wait for my turn in a long queue.
Don't you think you had better have phoned me to get your supper ready?
How kind of you. I think I had better have done that, and indeed other things.
Now, let's go over some of the sentences again.
I had better have stayed at home.
I had better have stayed at home. An example of the past form of had better. Kofi should have stayed at home because it was advisable to do so, but he didn't. Note the form carefully. Had better have stayed. Here's another sentence.
I had better have finished all my work before today.
But Kofi didn't, although it was advisable to do so. The next example has to do with the use of the same expression to refer to present or future time. Now pay attention to the form.
I had better not put our artists in pigeonholes.
That is, it's not advisable to classify our artists in such a neat fashion. I had better not. Here's an example of the expression referring to past time.
I had better have gone to the exhibition.
She finds it was advisable to do so, but she didn't. Note the form, I had better have gone. And Kofi replies using the contracted form.
You would better have.
And Kofi could not buy any of the paintings because he forgot to take money.
I had better have borrowed money from you or gone to the bank.
But he didn't. This refers to past time. I had better have borrowed or gone to the bank. A lot of things went wrong with Kofi. For example,
I had better have fueled the car on Monday.
But he didn't, although it was advisable to do so. And as Adu asks,
don't you think you had better have phoned me to get your supper ready?
But he didn't. He accepts he should have.
I think I had better have done that.
I think I had better have done that. The implication is that he didn't. Now, let's summarize what we've said. One way of expressing advisability of a course of action in the present or future is by the use of the expression had better. And the negative is had better not. When we want to express advisability in the past, we use the expression had better have. And the use of this expression implies that the course of action was not taken. Thank you. That's all for now. Goodbye.